Violence has erupted in cities across the U.S. on the sixth night of protests sparked by the death in police in custody of African-American George Floyd. Curfews have been imposed in nearly 40 cities, but people have largely ignored them, leading to tense standoffs. Riot police clashed with protesters in New York, Chicago, Philadelphia, and Los Angeles, firing tear gas and pepper bullets to try to disperse the crowds. Police vehicles were set on fire and shops were looted in several cities. President Donald Trump on Friday was briefly taken by the Secret Service into an underground bunker at the White House for his safety. The president has blamed the violence during this week's protests on Antifa and left-wing organizations, despite the fact that it is unclear who is responsible for the looting. Today, primary schools and kindergartens reopen for young students in Greece. Moreover, 12-month Operation Hotels reopen today, as well as open-air cinemas. The death toll from the coronavirus pandemic in Greece is 177. The latest victim is an 87-year-old man hospitalized in Athens. Free car circulation in the city center until the end of the summer. Due to the coronavirus measures, there are no measures imposed for even odd plates until July the 17th, with an extension most probably until autumn. And the weather forecast. Rain is forecast for Attica, with the temperature expected to reach a maximum of 25 degrees Celsius.